In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the introit of today's Mass, we sing, Judge thou, O Lord, them that wrong me, overthrow them that fight against me. Take hold of arms and shield, and rise up to help me, O Lord, the strength of my salvation. Bring out the sword and shut up the way against them that persecute me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Today is Great and Holy Monday. It's Monday of Holy Week, and it has traditionally, in English, also gone by the name of Fig Monday. And as you are present at today's Mass, you might wonder, once I give the explanation, if you've never heard of this title, it is known as Fig Monday because it was on this day, after everything that happened on Palm Sunday, that our Lord had the episode of cursing the fig tree that bore no fruit when he came to take fruit of it. This, we are told, according to St. Matthew, happened after all that occurred on Palm Sunday, when our Lord entered triumphantly into Jerusalem, cleansed the temple, and is rebuked by the Pharisees because the children cry out, calling him the Son of David. One thing that St. John and St. Matthew are in perfect accord about is where our Lord was residing at this time. Of course, all four Gospels are in perfect accord as to the details of our Lord's life, but often one brings out a detail that another allows to lie more obscure. One thing they both state clearly, though, is that during this time when our Lord had just entered Jerusalem, he was lodging in Bethany, outside of the city. This is where Simon the leper lived, and also where his dear friends lived, Martha and Mary, and Lazarus. According to some traditions, Simon the leper was even the husband of Martha. However, this is not clear from the gospel itself, and that is not universally held. But they certainly were to some degree neighbors. And today's episode tells us nothing about the fig tree. We don't hear about that in today's gospel, for today we hear the gospel of St. John and not of St. Matthew. Therefore, you wonder how it might have gotten the nickname of Fig Monday. It is simply because we know so clearly from the Gospel of St. Matthew that that is what happened today. That was when we had the episode of the fig tree. It is even continued tomorrow and was sometimes even called Fig Tuesday tomorrow because we are told in the Gospel that our Lord once again passed by that fig tree, now dead, on Tuesday of Holy Week. But once again, that will not be the Gospel for tomorrow. Tomorrow we begin once again to read from the Passion. So on Holy Tuesday and on Spy Wednesday, we will have the Passion. Now that I have said it, of course, I think if anyone has any doubts as to the reason for the name of Spy Wednesday, it is because of the betrayal. It is on that day that Judas went to the Jews and offered to betray our Lord for a sum of money. Today, though, we find ourselves in the house, it seems, of Martha and Mary. It does not explicitly say that, because we are told that he is also at this time dining with Simon the leper. But it seems that he is at the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, for it is Martha who is ministering to him at table. And so we have once again the account of the anointing by Mary Magdalene. According to the chronology of St. John, it would seem that this episode we hear about today actually occurred on Saturday, this past Saturday before Palm Sunday. Our Lord arrived in the area he was staying in Bethany, and that evening was given a dinner at the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. It is not impossible, however, that he had dinner there once again this evening. Even if this episode of St. John refers to what happened on Saturday, it can be placed here in the Gospel in the liturgical year to show that our Lord did return to Bethany that evening, even after having been in the city and having encountered the fig tree, and was once again at table with his friends. After this Holy Monday, we begin again to hear from the Passion, and so we take our leave, as it were, of Lent. Now, we are already in Passiontide, but this is the last feria of Lent. It is the last one on which we preach sermons here at St. Mary's, and it is the last one that still has the character of the other ferias of Lent. The introit, which I just read to you, is thus linked to the tract which we have heard throughout Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays of Lent. This tract we have heard repeated again and again. We first heard it on Ash Wednesday, and it set the theme of penance throughout the year. It is when we genuflect during the tract, as you all notice. Lord, repay us not according to the sins we have committed, nor according to our iniquities. O Lord, remember not our former iniquities. Let thy mercies speedily precede us, for we are become exceeding poor. Help us, O God, our Savior, and for the glory of thy name, O Lord, deliver us, and forgive us our sins for thy name's sake. It is thus we understand that today's introit, although certainly like other prayers of the Mass and of the liturgy at this time, apply to our Lord Jesus Christ himself in the midst of his sufferings, the words of the introit today also apply to all the disciples of Christ. We are nearing the end of our spiritual combat of Lent, and the victory is at hand, which is why we have this introit of sounding the call to victory. Just before, we will have the very victorious introits we will hear tomorrow and on Spy Wednesday. Tomorrow, the introit will be the same as that of Holy Thursday. The introit of tomorrow is Nos autem gloriaria potet. It behooves us to glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. These are the same words we will hear on Holy Thursday, and we have the one that is even more triumphant, which we have on Spy Wednesday, which is the very same introit which will be taken for the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus later on as the liturgy develops over the centuries. At the name of Jesus, let every knee bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord in the glory of God the Father. The victory then is almost at hand, and so we have one final plea to make today to our Lord, that we may accompany him in his sufferings and thus be with him at the foot of the cross and also at the empty tomb. And so we implore one final time, take hold of arms and shield and rise up to help me, O Lord, the strength of my salvation. Shut up the way against them who persecute me and say to my soul, I am thy salvation.